Excuse the news. This is a McGill Daily and CKUT collaboration.
I'm sitting here currently with Sabina Gruder, the resource coordinator for Queer McGill and also one of the organizers for Rad Sex Week. Could you explain to us what the role of Queer McGill is?
Queer McGill was started up a really long time ago as a space for queer identifying folk and trans identifying folk to come and basically collaborate with our experiences. It aims to provide a safe space on campus and community. We have weekly games nights and movie nights and ongoing events throughout all of the term.
So Rad Sex Week, hosted by Queer McGill, will be held from January 26th to February 5th. What is Rad Sex Week and what is the purpose of it?
Rad Sex Week is a two-week-long anti-oppressive movement that aims to bring light to alternative sexual practices and education to them in order to provide resources for the community.
All right, and why is it important to have Rad Sex Week?
It's important to have Rad Sex Week because these resources and education systems can be really hard to access, especially in Quebec where there is no sex education. We aim to be able to have people come to these events and learn things and destigmatize a whole bunch of alternative sexual practices through the workshops.
Mm-hmm. Can you explain to us what some of the workshops are?
The workshops this year are mainly kink-oriented, which was just a coincidence of scheduling. We have workshops around sex and disability. We have a few workshops on consent. There are workshops on technical aspects of BDSM, and then a few more on pole dancing and being healthy with your body through sexual activities.
And how did you go about finding the facilitators for these workshops?
We put call-outs on our Facebook page and through our listserv. The facilitators emailed us in overviews of the workshops that they wanted to see and little bios on themselves. And then as a coordinating group, we sat down and decided which workshops could come together to make a really solid week or 2 weeks of educational material.
How much preparation did it take to organize Rad Sex Week and all the workshops?
It took a lot of communication. I worked with the UGE last year as well in organizing Rad Sex Week, so I've done this before. So the process is pretty much the same every single year. It's just a lot of communication and getting room bookings. That's actually the biggest thing is room bookings.
Okay. All right. What is the intended audience for these workshops and Rad Sex Week in general?
The intended audience is anybody who wants to come. It's not restricted to McGill students by any means. We're trying to make it as accessible as possible by providing whisper translations in French and ASL translation or interpretation for certain events. Most of the events are wheelchair accessible, and we want anyone to come who feels like they're going to gain anything from these workshops. They're really open to everyone.
All right. One of the workshops caused a lot of debate because it was closed to queer people of color, and this resulted in backlash. Why does Queer McGill believe that having closed spaces for queer people of color at McGill is important?
Queer McGill believes that this is a really important space to provide to allow people to feel comfortable in talking about these issues without the presence of issues such as white supremacy or colonization that can sometimes be brought into the room by non-people of color. These discourses and discussions around such have been filled with voices of non-people of color for a really long time, and we feel that it is our responsibility to step back and allow people of color to have these discussions without those presence. It's an issue that comes into equity to allow these spaces to be perfectly comfortable.
Do you believe that McGill provides enough safe spaces and that people understand why there would be a need to have safe spaces?
I feel like there are a lot of spaces on McGill, especially in the RAD, quote-unquote RAD, community organizations, who do provide safer spaces. One of the reasons that we call them safer spaces is because they will never be truly safe. They are never outside of the meta-narratives of oppression or transphobia or homophobia or racism or anything like that. There are some really rad spaces on campus. That being said, there is always room for improvement, and I guess that is why we have so many equity commissions on campus. I feel that people especially if you come from the background of being oppressed in any way, you might feel more of a need for them. On campus, there is a lot of discussion around recognizing people's privilege and knowing the different type of oppressions that are out there. And I feel that that can really go in two ways. It can either go in a way of people taking this to heart and actively learning the politics surrounding these things to make life safer and equitable for everyone. And then it can go in the other way of trying to defunk these concepts and make fun of them, which is something that we saw a lot on that Facebook thread. So I feel like McGill is having these conversations quite a lot. I feel like there is sort of a divide and that a consensus and more education could always be out there to make these conversations easier and better and understood by everyone.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe what happened on the Queer McGill page resulting in the heated debate and the arguments?
What happened was the page started getting trolled, is the official term that people are used. There was one comment which started about 200 long thread around having these closed spaces and the ethics of quote-unquote reverse racism. Some of these comments were very alienating and very triggering to certain people. We ended up having to delete comments and putting out official responses due to some, frankly, hate speech that was put on the page. After that, what happened was our QM coordinator's account got flagged as not being a community organization, acting as a person, just Facebook things, and it ended up taking the event down, which we then had to re-put back up. The threads are no longer on the event, but I have screenshotted pretty much all of them up to the point that I went to sleep, and they're available for anybody who wants to see them.
One of the comments on the events page was questioning who identifies as a person of color, and what does Queer McGill have to say about that?
The specific question, it was probably the one question which was actually very legitimate in the thread. It brought up issues of who can come. How are we going to decide who qualifies as a person of color? And the answer is that we're not going to decide. It is open to anybody who self-identifies as a queer or trans or both person of color. We have absolutely no intention of policing people's race or causing instances of shadism. There will be a little blimp at the beginning of the workshop about how people with different skin tones or darker skin tones might experience slightly different things than those with lighter skin tones. But the honest answer is, if you feel like you identify as a person of color and are queer or trans, and you feel like you're going to get something out of this workshop, you can come. If anybody comes to this workshop with intentional disrespect for the space, regardless of whichever self-identifier they hold, and are start to make other people feel uncomfortable and make it a non-safe space, then they will be asked to leave. But that will be by the discretion of the group who decides to go to that workshop.
All right. What were the steps that the Queer McGill coordinators took in responding to this?
It was actually fairly easy. We were doing our anti-oppression and Trans 101 workshops for our new staffers while this happened. So all of the coordinators were actually in the room when we found out. And we basically just drafted up a response pretty quickly and put it out there. We did get the approval of the facilitator before doing so. So by the end of our anti-O training, there was time to put that out.
Did you receive any responses from other clubs and groups at McGill because of this?
Yes, we have gotten, my email inbox is full. We've gotten a lot of clubs asking to see the screenshots and asking how they can support us. We've put out an official call for any club or student organization who wants to support the continuation of closed person of color workshops on campus. Right now, we have the Union for Gender Empowerment, SED, specifically the Equity Education Advisors Committee, the Daily, supporting us officially in writing. And there are something like 15 other organizations who are bringing it to their committee meetings and are going to be responding back as quickly as possible.
People have complained on the Facebook events page, but have there been any formal complaints that have been filed regarding this workshop?
Yes, there have been two. Some of the individuals filed a complaint with the Dean of Student Affairs and then another complaint with the SMU Equity Commission. As far as we know, we're not too sure how seriously the institutions are taking these claims. The SMU Equity Commission, we haven't really heard anything from them, but they have said that they have gotten a lot of complaints from these particular individuals in the past. And the Dean of Students has booked a meeting with these individuals for 2016, so in a full year away. At this point, we're not sure what the outcomes of these will be, but we do feel that it is important for any clubs who feel like these spaces need to continue to exist on campus to have your voices be heard. That's one of the reasons that we've been sending out emails to ask for support in this issue, is just being proactive in making sure that nothing really comes of this.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any advice or suggestions for people or groups that may receive backlash when trying to have these safer spaces?
I don't have advice for any community organizations. I feel like most of us who are trying to make these spaces safer and who do get backlash understand that backlash happens. One of the things that I found was really great in Queer McGill in responding to this was that our collective was really strong and together in our responses, which was really great to see. As for the people who were commenting against having closed spaces, I feel like there might be a certain lack of understanding the difference between equity and equality. Equity being the understanding that everybody in this world is equal, but that they come from different socioeconomic backgrounds due to processes such as colonization and homophobias and other types of phobias out there. And I feel like people should always be devoting more time and energy to understanding these things and to trying to see it through other people's eyes.
Thank you for that. And as we're coming to a conclusion, is there anything else you'd like to add about Rad Sex Week?
You all should come. Rad Sex Week is really fun. It's super accessible and it's guaranteed that you will learn some amazing things. To get more information, you can check out our Facebook page. It's just been updated to include the most information we can possibly put on there, and it's recently been translated into French. If you want specific information, you can email me. My email is resource.qm@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for talking with us.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thanks.